and he would ride this mule from the farm to the store, which was a mile. And would you believe that he'd just stop like that, and my father fall off? That way you get rid of him.
Right. That's something. Well, you were talking about hay. You know, sometimes after the hay was cut off the field, rather than a bale, it was piled up.
Yes, haystacks. And that was put around a pole-like thing. Now, we didn't have much of that. We didn't have much hay space. We had a meadow, all right, pretty good meadow, but we didn't gather all that much. Now, where our bales of hay came from, I do not know whether they bought it, but we didn't have a hay baler, as I remember. We had one of those machines that raked it up, that pulled it up. And I think that must have gone on this stick.
Well, what when you talk about haystack, what about the shape of those things?
Kind of a cone shape.
Cone shape.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard any terms for small piles of hay raked up in the field? Maybe not as big as a stack.
Mm-hmm.
Well, does the term windrows mean anything to you?
No, never used that.
Never used that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about, if a farmer were going to bring in his hay from the field on his wagon, something that he might put on his wagon, kind of a frame sort of thing?
Side pieces you're talking about? I don't know what they would call those. You might give me a name and I'd tell you whether I remembered it or not.
Have you ever heard it called a hay rack or something like that?
Well, now, hay racks that we use would be where we put the hay for the animals to come and eat it.
I see.
Now those side pieces were called something else, and I don't remember.
Well, what about maybe a place for storing hay outside? Might just consist of four poles and some sort of roof that you could put the hay under. Have you ever seen anything like that?
I have seen it used. We never used it on the farm that I remember. And you're talking about having a tarp over it,
right,
or tarpaulin, or whatever you want to call it, or spray it over it. Not, I think they use it. Now that is used, I imagine, where there are more bales of hay made. Some of the farmers, that's what they made their extra money from, was making hay and selling it. Now my father and his brother, when they laid their crops by, they went into the woods. They were log men. And they worked with timber on their spare time.
Well, was there any special place on the farm that you would milk the cows?
Well, yes. At this barn, the combination with the horses and the cows, there was a special place for the cows to be milked. Of course, we always did it by hand. We didn't have a machine, and we didn't have that many cows. I don't think my mother ever had more than three or four at the time, because we just had milk and butter for our own use. She didn't sell it.
Well, have you ever heard of farmers around here pinning up their cows somewhere until they got a lot of manure there, and then using that for fertilizer?
Oh yes. That's used a lot. I even go with my brother out to a special farm here in El Dorado and get what we call barnyard for my rose garden. That's the best fertilizer in the world for your roses.
Well, what about the place where you kept your hogs? What did you call that?
We didn't call it a sty, because that's a little bit uptown.
Right.
I guess pig pen.